I'm sitting in a gallery space at the Royal College of Art and talking to one of the winning artists of Beck's Canvas Project this year, photographer and artist from London, Simon Cunningham. Hello, Simon.
Hello.
First of all, congratulations on being the winner. How does it feel?
Good to be to merge art with alcohol. Very good.
Well, tell us about your design for the label. I know it's called Duck Rabbit, so what's the idea for it?
Yeah, it's based on this ambiguous outline that of a rabbit and a duck that Wittgenstein used to illustrate that perception is not just a product of a stimulus but also a mental activity, that we see either the duck or the rabbit, and we don't see both at the same time. We flip between rabbit, duck, duck, rabbit, rabbit, duck, rabbit.
How did the idea come to you?
I'm trying to make these work with these images, or make images that are in a state of flux, that kind of resting with each other, and I was trying to force myself to see what I saw as when I looked at the image as a whole, where I was trying to not see rabbit or duck but to try and see both at the same time. So really the original idea was to give this outline image, this ambiguous or bistable image, to a taxidermist and say to the taxidermist, make that what you see. But then I was approaching different taxidermists and having a problem with taxidermist saying, well, it's not gonna, you know, it's not gonna work. It's what do you want? I didn't want to prescribe, you know, I didn't want to say exactly what I wanted them to make. I thought that the failure would be the work, like this impossible attempt to build the rabbit and then build the duck. But as he was sort of shaping the duck, the rabbit would kind of disappear. But anyway, having problems commissioning this bit of work on premise of a failure, so I went on the internet. I decided to make an image of what I saw when I looked at this outline. So I googled the duck's beak and the rabbit's head and quickly stuck them together in this digital collage, and then said make that, and that's become the work, yeah.
As we talk about Beck's Canvas, it's exactly, I think it feeds well into what you do, so seeing the other side of things, like it's a label but it's also a canvas, so it's a duck but it's also a rabbit.
Yeah.
Or the other way around.
Yeah, well, the work should be kind of slippy, kind of, you know, this work is like, I want to leave the work open for the viewer to engage in it, you know, that they see what they want to see and that they find themselves in the act of looking, and that it is an activity. There's something going on, you know, they're kind of captivated by the image, wrestling with it, it's wrestling within itself. And in the case of the duck rabbit, the collage, which is my sort of original starting point to say, you know, can you make this for the taxidermist? Really the work is also about the taxidermist inhabiting that space of trying to shape one and the other, because even though it is, you know, in a kind of comical way, you know, duck's beak stuck on a rabbit's head, he's still very much aware of, you know, the duck must look like a duck, and trying to, you know, pull the fur so it's a, you know, into the duck's head, and then the beak is the rabbit's ears. You know, he's caught in this sort of dream space when he's making the work. We hope that the viewer has the same sort of thing when they're looking back at it, that it is, whereas the illustration that Wittgenstein referred to is an outline that he's saying, you know, you see one or the other and you flip, you jump this gap, and it's like, whoa, it's more of a sort of a dream space in the collage, because you know it's that to be, you know it's rabbit's head, and you're seeing one and other and both at the same time.
Well, tell us about your way into art, how this all originated.
That's an interesting question. It's about maybe trying to find my own practice and name it. And I always had a problem with naming it. And the work sort of become about naming in a way that it's about outside of language, I guess, that it's what I can't name. Or this like meshing words together, like duck, rabbit. I've got a bit of work, Molly Muddle, this bit of work, the rest is like they're all pushing things together to make new meaning and this space outside of language for the thing that I can't name.
Okay,
kind of do it through the work, if you know what I mean.
Yeah. Yeah. So who are your inspirations?
I like, you know, art history, and you know, I like got my reference points in my own world, but everything like what goes on in my world feeds into the work, the things I see feed into the work, that, you know, painting, sculpture, like things I love, like come into it. So say The Wrestlers, it's two photographs, it's called The Wrestlers 2002 2005 and made, put together 2007. So I had these two photographs that were very important to me, and I couldn't complete them for myself as a piece of work. I couldn't say that's the work, and all of a sudden realised these pictures joined up. So if people here in this see the work, the bottom picture is of the bottom half of a woman holding a child in 2002, and then the top picture is in 2005, is this child dancing. Neither of them are kind of staged, they're like snapshots, if you like. And it's a mother and child, so when you look at the pictures, they're hung and there's a space between them, but they join up. In your head, you start to join them up, and you're aware through the dates and through the images as well that they're taken a few years apart, but they're becoming one. And this is really important sort of in my work, this idea of oneness and fracturing, like the child is of the mother, becoming, you know, as the mother, like this woman, like, you know, it's in a state of flux, like they're wrestling with one another. And to go back to your actual question, that's titled after this painting by Courbet called The Wrestlers. There's two men wrestling in a field, like, but this image is really strong in my head in the colours, and all of a sudden that you're looking at these photographs which I'm trying to figure out, and suddenly I see this image and this image. Makes sense, yeah.
Will it be correct to say that your main medium is photography? If so, then why?
Yeah, you're asking good questions. It is photography, I think, because it started as photography. You can bang on about that for ages, though. Photography is fascinating, you know, like it's a way of bringing you close to something, but it always keeps you at a distance. It's kind of like this frustrated thing, like, it, you know, it's like looking in the world. And like my work in general is about looking, I guess, in the broader sense of the word looking. So it's about seeing and searching, you know, trying to find form for this feeling in the world through the work. But originally, you know, I haven't had any training in, what you have to call it, like a foundation course or something, where it's like learning to draw, learning to paint. You know, photography was the most accessible way of pointing and not naming, but thinking, you know, pointing at something and saying, it's got something to do with that, and it's got something to do with that. But I'm not quite sure what it is. And then you start to understand, or you start to look into history of photography, and, you know, other meanings come to surface, and you start to understand why, you know, why maybe it's photography for you. But now the work's evolving, so with the other work that's showing here today called Molly Model, that was the first time I thought I wanted to free myself in the work, and so just set up a video camera and recorded myself. So I don't know if people will see this. I think maybe this on the internet as well. But so I'm holding my leg, rocking my leg, and I'm sort of looking at my leg to the point where it becomes like a daydream. I wanted to record myself doing something and see that when I watched it back, if I inhabited this space and believed in it, if something like that came across in the work when it was shown to the viewer. So Molly Muddle is very much like a still and moving image, but I mean, it's kind of deadpan thing, you know, also references, you know, I've got the art history, so, you know, I know that it references theatre and like all of these kind of things, but it's, you know, it's also filmed in this studio in Paris. I've done this Paris residency, so I've got some kind of surreal thing going on with it, and all the references blend together. I complete the work through, you know, obviously being me, you know, they mesh together through me, the work comes out, and hopefully it's opening up for the viewer to engage with it and look at it and be like, it's a guy holding his leg, it's a guy holding his leg, but when I look at it, it's kind of becoming not his leg, like it's, you know, it's on the...
To me, it is a child.
Yeah, well, but then that's my world. See, I have a child, the rest of this is, you know, and I'm not with my child, you know, part of my life. So, you know, there's that's a layer in the work, just like you see that's a layer for me. The rest of this picture, the bottom one, is my daughter with her mother, and in 2002, and then years later, it's my daughter. She's, you know, I no longer see her sort of with her mother, and it's the, and then there's this idea of the wrestlers, the child, the daughter wrestling with the mother. Always lots of layers, otherwise it's not very interesting to me. And normally a bit of me, a bit of something to do with the medium, a bit of like these maybe paintings or other works that I've seen, other references come together.
on that case, how about mixing the work with others or letting other people editing or reuse your work? What's your take on this? Because I think it's quite popular today, isn't it?
Yeah, appropriating images is, for me, I've never been hung up on copyright or anything like that, or reinterpreting images or an image how I see it. Or for example, there's these pictures of Chi Chi, the panda, and of course that's a really long story, so I can't go into that. But they're images that I so much resonate for me that in the work, you know, it's just like pointing, but instead of being like I've got to take a picture of it or something like that, it means something and it goes in the bag and then it comes to the surface through something else. And eventually, you know, really the work is never about one piece of work. Hopefully a work like Molly Model or the Duck Rabbit or the rest of it can speak for itself, but really the meaning starts to surface when you put these works next to each other and, you know, start to mix it up. It's about what's outside the frame, you know, bringing something else out beyond the frame, I suppose.
Okay. And as an artist, are you looking to employ the Treble W space, or are you already employing it?
The Treble W space, alright, oh yeah, I thought I was thinking of the World Wildlife one then, that's not it. Oh, WWF Wrestling, I was thinking about that yesterday.
Oh,
actually,
that's,
yeah.
That's a good one.
Yeah, Pandas Wrestling, but yeah, the WWF, that's good, yeah, it's good to, I think you can get a bit control-y, you know, with your work and want it to be presented in the right light, and then sometimes think I just want people to see it. I don't know, it's a bit of a mishmash. Ideally you could think of a bit of work that existed on the internet, then be the right space for it. But yeah, it's good. It gives me the fear, the letting go, like, yeah, engraving it on the web. Yeah, that worried me a little bit, but yeah, it's good. I mean, I like this, the image on the bottle. I did when I read about the thing initially think of the Alice in Wonderland drink me bottle, like I like that, yeah. And you know, Duck Rabbit's a bit, ooh, one or the other, you know, a few beers, that should be alright. Yeah.
So do you drink Beck's?
Yeah, I don't know if I've ever paid for it though. it's like a classic kind of, you know, sweeping round the private views. Yeah, anyway, yeah, it should be paid for it now either. Thank you, yeah. And I'm drinking Fanta.
Well, we're talking at the Royal College of Art and you studied here, so how was that? Did you enjoy it?
Yeah, that's an experience. It's an experience, yeah, definitely. I mean, it's been amazing for me. I came here very much aware of how precious it would be to have 2 years where you could just experiment. And I think maybe a lot of people get hung up on the show and, you know, you could spend your whole second year thinking, the show. But luckily, what made it for me was the getting the Paris studio residency, 3 months isolated from any kind of fear or what, whether it mattered what I was doing, no one was seeing whatever, and it kind of liberated me that, and it also made me understand, because I've never had a studio before, didn't have a studio here, that the studio became the sort of like the architecture of the space became, I suddenly realised that you could be filming something in one corner of the room and then you're reading a book over there on the table and you're eating your breakfast, and like I suddenly realised for the first time that I was what was missing in the work that didn't make it make sense to me. Like the space swept everything together. That was really good. That was like the Duck Rabbit thing, sort of, you know, Duck Rabbit was a very last minute bit of work. Because I wanted to make something else, I'd made a video piece and I didn't want to be presented like as, you know, video artist, because it was curated, our show, so you were told, you know, what the show that bit was. So it was a last minute thing that had been drifting around my head, and it had a dialogue with the video, so then it was like, oh, right, it's, you know, it's more than that. But yeah, Bust the scene's good. Meshing two things together.
Oh, like, yes, well, I grew up, you know, doing figurines of plasticine, so
yeah,
I know exactly what you're
doing. Yeah, I mean, it's, you're in the moment, it's all hot and that, and then it's like, ooh, what a mess, yeah. I wasn't very good at it, but yeah, made some good stuff, yeah. Just started making everything in plasticine.
And these days you live and work in London, what do you like about it? What do you do not like about it?
What do I like? I like that it's great. People coming round your studio house and you know, this kind of thing to see your work, you know, it's very dynamic, but at the same time last year's been pretty crazy, and been in a lot of shows, but need to find space for myself. It's just like going to Paris again, where it's just like, right, close off and let the work come to the surface, otherwise it can be, you just spend all your time running around. Yeah.
Would you say Paris is more inspirational to you?
It's a dreamy place, yeah, it's amazing. It's that, wander around, especially at night, you know, go out to, I was looking for a bale of hay one night, started wandering around, found myself a bale of hay, dragged it back across the city, but like it's like a dreamy kind of space, not really safe at night, not that London's not safe, you know, there's tourists listening to this, but like it was amazing, yeah, just dream space, yeah. And because I am not very good with languages, I felt free of all chit-chat there, so you can go down the street and there's no noise. I wasn't tuning into, like I hear things or see things normally, and obviously I was still seeing things, but I hear things and I listen in, not that I go around listening to other people's conversations, but like I'm picking stuff up all the time, and then when I was there, you just felt like a switch off, just find your own space, and it's really important, I think. I maybe come here like I wanted to go. I made work before I come here mainly photography, but I needed to go figure out where the work was coming from, so as I could embody that space. And you know, it's a potent sort of place if you can find that space. And rather than just sort of striving forward, I never interested in making series in my photographs. Really, it'd be like a lot of people would get on the train tracks and then just chug away, kind of keep going. I want it to be dynamic and shifting constantly, aware.
Such a fascinating talk. I really don't want to end it, but I will ask the final question. And the final question is such, you won the Bex canvas, and suppose the wizard comes and says, you've
the
got
wizard.
The wizard, yeah. And he says, well,
I
whichever.
Witch is evil, wizard, do you get good witch?
Well, we might find one. It will be a white witch, something like
oh,
that.
Oh, yeah, that's it. You do get a good witch. Yeah, anyway, the wizard came.
Yeah, he came she came and said, I'll let you have one project with one of the past masters.
Oh.
Who would that be?
Wow. Well, you could have a laugh, couldn't you, with loads of people. I'd hang around with Corbet for a bit in his studio, but that past master's got to be dead then. Oh, well, you could have a whole dinner party, couldn't you? I don't know. I don't know is the answer. I can't choose. Too many choices, yeah.
Which would probably be the favourite.
Well, it's the best exhibition I ever seen. It's amazing. I went to see it, went back to Paris to see it, and just everything there, from, you know, Origin of the World, what a classic, and then and the hunting scenes and everything. He was like about source and origin, and it's just amazing. I've never really seen anything like that before. So yeah, I'd have a chit chat.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure Kube is listening and he's very, very pleased.
Yeah, I can get me a free catalogue. I couldn't afford that. Yeah.
Well, we'll ask Wizard about that.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah.
Well, thank you very much, Simon, and congratulations again.
My pleasure. Thanks a lot. Cheers.